During the time the inquiry team was conducting its consultations, we were told about a number of concerns, but we acknowledge that some of those things might have changed and improved since we've been out there consulting. There were some staffing problems. Some stations are operating at staff levels well under establishment, and there were several vacancies of officer in charge position at the time which were being filled by temporary sergeants, or sergeants on a temporary basis, I should say. At most stations, officers were tending to work a fixed pattern of shifts, so day shifts and afternoon shifts towards the end of the week. Obviously, there's exceptions there with the larger stations like the Mergans and Thursday Island, where they work through into the small hours of the morning on the weekends. Most of the smaller police stations have no admin staff or support staff, but that's typical of the smaller stations anywhere in Queensland. But it does mean that police have to do the full range of counter and office duties, including the range of additional government services, as I said, typically provided in the smaller police stations, for example, transport, licensing, registration and so on, corrections, fine option orders, courts work, fines collection, that kind of thing. Station opening hours vary, but some are only open for public business, that's the over-the-counter business, one day a week. After hours, calls for assistance from the public are diverted through to the regional call centre, where the decision's made as to whether the police are going to respond immediately or not. Officers we've found are typically pretty busy. Day shift work is characterised by police taking crime reports and other activities following up from the night before. Again, that's not unique to the small remote communities. Those kinds of things happen across the state. At the extreme end of things, again, are the outer islands of the Torres Strait, where there's no police presence. Police from Thursday Island visit the islands, but it can be up to a couple of months between visits. That's the routine visiting. And during those visits, police are usually pretty busy with the tasks that have been allocated.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Now, what then, if you can deal with it briefly, did you find from the consultations of the key police priorities and practices in these communities?
I am going to be very brief and broad. A number of police said to us that they'd like to be more proactive. Police themselves were saying that they were principally acting in a reactive mode. They're focusing on responding to the more serious crimes. Most of the Indigenous communities are still experiencing very high levels of offending. Family violence and other assaults, which police say to us are typically alcohol-related, and also high levels of juvenile offending. Police generally have a strong focus on enforcing the alcohol restrictions, but they're experiencing difficulty with that in some locations in particular. And that appears to us to have been a pretty significant addition to the workload of the police service. On the outer islands of the Torres Strait, as I said, they're police from Thursday Island, and of course they'll respond for serious offences. They're a priority. But because of the geography, it's so often the best the police can do is arrive the next day.
Thanks, Mark. Now, look, I've asked Mark to be very brief there, so that deals with matters in generalisations, but if I could ask Assistant Commissioner Andy Henderson, what can you tell us about police resourcing in the communities and police priorities and practices? Does what Mark say describe it as you understand it, or would you like to make any comment on that?
Thanks, Mr. Needham. Yes, as you pointed out, I've been here since February, so approximately 8 months in this region. Prior to coming here, I was at North Coast region where we had Cherbourg there as one of our communities. I visited as much as possible most of the remote communities here. I found that in regards to policing, the police, as Mark has said, are very keen. They're keen to do a good job and under some pretty trying circumstances. I think the challenges for us is the identification of suitable officers to do that role and the retention of those officers in those areas, you know, to make them stay there for a consistent period of time.